Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Only you can to make all this world seem right.
A little bit of the Platters bringing us back from the Wayback Machine. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. I hope you check out my websites, please, when you get a chance. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of things that will help you with your small business, whether you got, regardless of what you got on your mind, whether it's a challenge or an opportunity on any topic under the sun, we got something you can read or listen to there. And it's all very convenient, easy to find. You got 5 seconds, 15 minutes, we got something there. Richard Vitarelli is our guest. Richard, am I saying your last name correctly?
You are. Perfect.
With a name like Blasingame, I try to get other people's names right. He's a partner with the law firm of McCarter and English out of Connecticut, and he's a labor and employment lawyer. And we're talking about the case of what I'm calling U.S. v. Boeing, and that's not really the official title. That's my term for it. This is the case where the NLRB is trying to mount a case to prevent Boeing from operating a plant, a brand-new billion-dollar plant that's going to employ a couple of thousand people in South Carolina to build the Boeing Dreamliner, 787 Dreamliner. But because South Carolina is a right-to-work state, meaning that, which Richard explained how that works in the previous segment, the unions don't like this. Therefore, President Obama's NLRB doesn't like this. And therefore, hence, we've got this this legal case that's being built, right, Richard?
That's exactly right.
And folks, how much is have the unions got invested in Mr. Obama's presidency?
The last I checked, the unions had put up about $450 million to get President Obama elected back in 08.
To help get him elected. And folks, the two people who I've been told who are in the White House as much or more than anybody are Andy Stern, SEIU.
SEIU.
He was in charge of SEIU. I don't think he is anymore, but he was. And then Trumka, who's the big guy, one of the other big unions.
Right.
And so those two guys are in the White House all the time. They're going to do their best to get their ROI out of that $450 million of investment in President Obama. And Boeing is now the recipient of that. Of that angst, isn't it?
That's true. And I think part of the background here, Jim, that's important to note, too, is that the card check legislation called the Employee Free Choice Act.
Right. We've talked about that on the show, folks. This is where somebody can walk up to an employee and stick a card in their hand and say, vote while I watch, whether to be in a union or not.
In the legislation that was that they attempted to pass before the shellacking, as the president himself characterized it in the midterm elections, that legislation doesn't look like it's going anywhere. So what is happening now is the NLRB is systematically trying to overturn NLRB precedent and to use its enforcement authorities as aggressively as possible to try to stave off some of the loss of union density and numbers.
Right.
In the country.
And they're losing like crazy because unions don't have a product they can sell anymore. And so they're trying to force it down. And so this thing with the NLRB is just like the EPA trying to try. And they couldn't get global warming through, so they're using regulation to make carbon dioxide a dangerous gas. It's regulating what they want rather than legislating what they want.
True.
Right?
That's true. It's exactly right. It's clearly a type of regulation.
And so Boeing is trying to built this. They've already built the plant. They got 1,000 people working there, right?
That's correct.
And so what is the NLRB and their folks? Are they trying to get the plants closed, stopped, unionized? What are they trying to do?
Well, the NLRB is saying that the work that was done up in Washington State by the unionized workforce belongs in a way to the unionized workforce. And the reason they get to that result is that because what they hear the officials from Boeing saying is that they want to set up a dual manufacturing operation, meaning that they've got this one facility in Washington that has been in place for years where there's been some strikes over the years.
Right.
And in the South Carolina facility, because it's a right-to-work state, there's a thought that it's a
right,
more friendly state and there's going to be less of a chance of disruption.
But what are they trying to accomplish, though?
Well, the NLRB is attempting to keep union work union and to prevent some of the erosion of unionized workforces. In this case, from the NLRB's perspective, they're losing all this nice work that could be done by additional union
employees. But they can't change the laws in South Carolina, so their only resort is to make that plant close up, right?
I think that's correct. The NLRB's point, though, is that the federal labor law prevents threats to employees, and by making statements like we want to set up a dual manufacturing operation
right.
to avoid then
So fine, Boeing, and let's move on.
Well, that's what a lot of folks are advocating, and that's more of a traditional NLRB remedy, is to make whole anybody that's been harmed as a result.
I've only got a minute left, Richard. Isn't this a shot across the bow of employers? Isn't this what this is?
It is. I mean, a restoration remedy is like a nuclear bomb.
And we wonder why small businesses aren't wanting to hire more people, Richard.
Well, that could be part of it. I think part of the problem, too, is if you think of employers in South Carolina, a lot of the small employers are affected by this
It's going to hurt. Exactly. That plant could ripple through that economy and do some great things. Are they going to prevail? Will Boeing have to unionize this plant? Will they have to close it? What do you think will happen quickly?
Boeing won't have to unionize the plant. Boeing may end up, it depends how this trial goes, but if they end up being found liable, I don't think that the restoration remedy is going to be enforced by a district court or circuit court
right.
of appeals.
But it is a shot across the bow of all employees. Quickly, quick question. Is the Department of Labor only for unions?
Well, the National Labor Relations Board is to foster the purposes of the act, which is to let employees organize unions. It's slightly in favor of unions.
The Department of Labor is strictly just for unions. That's what I heard the secretary say that the other day, basically. Hey, Richard, give us your website quickly one time.
It's www.mccarter.com.
All right. Thanks, Richard. See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.